of life in prison if convicted. After several delays, a military research and development satellite was successfully launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base this morning. KCLU's Brian Webb has more on that.
The Coriolis satellite lifted off from South Vandenberg at dawn today aboard a vintage Titan II missile. Several minutes later, the Titan successfully placed the spacecraft into an egg-shaped orbit that circles the Earth's poles. Coriolis carries experimental sensors for measuring wind speed and direction near the ocean's surface and for observing eruptions from the sun. Information from the spacecraft will lead to more accurate weather forecasts and improve warning of approaching solar eruptions, which can disrupt communications and electric power systems on Earth. Coriolis is the first of 10 satellites scheduled for launch from the Central Coast this year. For KCLU News, I'm Brian Webb.
And finally, Wednesday.